I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Keenum underneath center. Dearness Johnson in the backfield from the four. Why not? Give it to Johnson. He's off a rub hit. He going to the goal line. Touchdown! He's got the snap. Back to pass. In the pocket. He's going to load up. He's going into the end zone. It's picked off! They got it! John Johnson, the third, picked it off in the end zone! Here they go. He takes a quick snap. Fourth and three. He's back. He's up in the pocket. He's going to pull it down. He's going to drive for the end zone! And he fumbled the ball in the end zone, but the Browns recover it in the end zone! Touchdown!
I don't know. That might be the Dave Casper rule.
I think you're right. Keenum takes the snap. He's going to throw. He's throwing for Stanton! Touchdown! Left corner of the end zone!
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Keenum's got it, and he's going to give the ball, and here comes Dearness Johnson. He's to the 15. He's going to get there! He got to the 12! First down at the 12-yard line! 58 seconds left! Denver can't stop the clock!
Give that man a game ball.
Listen to First Energy Stadium
on Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
What a weekend it's going to be.
Audio courtesy of the Browns Radio Network Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah!
All you people, I'm selling my ticket. I hope you did. I hope you sold the ticket. And I hope you took a bath on it. Because the people who went are very happy today.
Here we go again. Ow! 54, 55, 64.
They played this after the game.
The Dearness Johnson game tone!
It is.
The Dearness Johnson game, baby!
It will always go in the history books.
If found this, a way to win!
If this
found
season...
Found a way to win!
Oh, we're just doing this.
Found a way to win! Found a way to win!
If this season...
Found a way to win!
If this season goes the way that we were all hoping it would go, this will forever be cemented as the Dearness Johnson game. Absolutely.
God, that was awesome. God, it was awesome! Third and seven, second and eight, pounding it right down the pipe, baby. Made them eat it till they choke. Yes! I'm serious. I am beyond excited.
I can tell.
Offensive line, Bill Callahan, Stump Mitchell, Kevin Stefanski. I mean, it's glorious play. I feel like the private eye. And Big Lebowski, playing one side against the other. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't say it was beautiful, but it was awesome. It was awesome.
All right, we'll get to that coming up later.
It wasn't the most beautiful thing in the world, but hey, you know what? When you go into a game with that many guys missing.
It's like a brand new baby. When you can't tell the parents it's an ugly baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you go into the game with that many guys, and I'm telling you,
wait and say it to your friends.
It was a short week, but so many people were downtrodden.
Well, they were.
I use the term morose. There were people saying, well, season's over. Either way, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, we got a primetime game.
It's because they're 20 years. What I tell you, man,
20 years don't just come off.
But they were the favorites. Vegas had them as their favorite the entire week.
I understand that.
But there's a reason.
I didn't really... Notice I didn't yell at anybody. Did I yell at anybody this week? I didn't yell at anybody for being downers. I really didn't.
You were stern.
Sometimes I do. I was stirring a little bit. I was getting a little bit worked up. Lima was in a shoot. Wednesday night, Lima was in a shoot. Lima called me. He's like, you sounded... You were almost a Bobby Knight at halftime. Like, it started like you were going to do it. And then you didn't. Like, for a second, I thought that Greg Graham wasn't going to recover and you were just going to start cussing out Browns fans. You didn't do that.
I just didn't like what I was hearing.
You didn't like what you were hearing. You're right. But I was like, well, I mean, there are a lot of injuries here, Tone. In 20 years, it doesn't just, you can't just take it off like a jacket. It takes a minute. It takes some doing there. And so people were, man, I got all these injuries, man. And it did. And for a minute, it felt like, all right, you lose this game, that's it. Like, you lose this game, it's like you can't overcome this. Like, I think that's what people were hoping. Like, man, there's just so many injuries here. And if you lose, that would have been three in a row. And for all the reasons, like, dude, you got to find a way to win. You just got to find a way to win. And it's the easiest thing. Well, go find a way to win. Like your dog, the bounty hunter. Go find it. Go get it.
No, but well, this game, this is why when you lose in agonizing fashion to the Chiefs or the Chargers and people get mad when you're like, hey, it's been a disappointing season up to this point. They're 500. This is why, because you can find a way to win. And they did. They did. And I know Broncos were injured, just as injured as you are. They are not a good football team. They are talking about firing their coach if you believe the pundits.
Yes.
But this is why when you find a way to win, why people do make those big declarations.
Yep.
And yes, over the course of a year, you're going to have a bunch of 50-50 one-possession games. And I don't know if that was 50-50 yesterday. I mean, the Browns were the better team. But, man, they were going in. The Browns made me nervous. They did have some anxious moments, obviously, in that game. I mean, they let Teddy Bridgewater go down the field twice on the two biggest drives that Teddy Bridgewater is ever going to have the rest of his career.
Yep.
So you weren't feeling great about that.
Weren't feeling great about that, but you did.
You had your people forget about this because in the first half, it was up to 30-mile-an-hour winds when...
It was gusty.
When the McLaughlin group, when he kicked the field goal...
McLaughlin group, yeah.
When McLaughlin kicked a 50... What was it? A 50...
52?
Think about the things that happened in this game. The Dearness Johnson game, which... I mean, this will be every call today, and everybody will be talking about
this,
which is great.
The Ernest Johnson game, baby.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the offensive line was unbelievable
run blocking.
I mean, De'Ernest Johnson was great. They could have had 10 other guys that might have been not that good, but pretty good because the avenues were there. The alleyways were absolutely there. You had Case Keenum, an all-time managing game, but had to make a play, and he did on fourth down. Fourth and three, where no one I know thought they were going to make that. And he scrambled back, and he stepped up in that pocket, and he took off and somehow broke a tackle right at the line and then fumbled the ball, but doesn't matter. That was incredible. And then, hey, they got that first down. They got that first down on, what was it, third and seven?
Third and
seven? It was third and seven.
They got eight. Yep.
So everything, it wasn't pretty, but you got every game-winning play you needed, and I called it a season saver. And I know we said it was a must win, and I vacillated by the end of the week because you don't want to say your season's over if you lose that game yesterday. But man, it was looking bleak if they lose that game yesterday with all the other injury news.
I stuck to the guns, both barrels, safety off, said must win. For the emotions of the fans, man, for the emotions of the franchise. Like, Denver is not a great football team, and they're talking about firing Vic Fangio, which again is... Hopefully they do, and then we can call him Fangio like we were for the first 40 years of his career. But they're talking about firing Vic Fangio now. And it's like, man, you can't just let this one. Like, this would be like the final boom, 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 that's it. Like, Denver's not that great. Their offense sucks. Their defense is supposed to be good. Their defense sucked out loud last night. It was a weird game because you felt just by watching it, if you were to lose the game, you're going to be robbed. You were going to be robbed by your own misfortune, or you're going to be robbed by just the circumstance. You're going to be robbed by your defense, possibly. Things did get a little bit soft there, I have to tell you. I was not too thrilled about some of that, but either way, we'll talk about that as the show goes on.
I only have 2 weeks to talk about
it. But it felt like you should have won the game from the very get-go. I did. I loved There was just so many things that I really liked. I was very impressed by the coaching staff. By Bill Callahan, by Stump Mitchell. Obviously, you have to be impressed with the running backs coach when the running backs coach is coaching the running backs and D'Ernest Johnson has the type of game he does. But for Kevin Stefanski, took the ball, went down, scored. Didn't play defense. They won the toss. They took the ball. He went down. He scored. He put pressure on Denver immediately. Denver didn't really respond to that pressure until the second half. Mm-hmm. Got out to 10-0. Could have been 13-0, obviously.
I wondered if the Browns
relaxed. Those were one of the ones we marked down.
I do. I wonder if the Browns relaxed a little
bit. Well, I think that they felt better. They certainly felt better with the ball in their hands. It's just, you feel better. You can control the clock. And that's what I thought he did. He didn't ask too much of Case Keenum. A lot of screens to start things off. And again, I thought the blocking was good. I thought Jedrick Wills coming back into the ball game, coming back into the lineup was great. I know Troy Aikman highlighted one of the blocks that he had on a D'Ernest Johnson run. Mm-hmm. I thought he was great the entire game. I thought Blake Hance did a good job. They did a good job of protecting Blake Hance with tight end help, even though Harrison Bryant, he sucked out a lot on one pass block attempt. But either way, I thought they just did a good job. It was great to see Jarvis Landry back. Hopefully we have Jarvis Landry back against Pittsburgh. We'll get to that.
I hope.
We got all the Baker stuff, but it was a real nice win. It all made sense. It all clicked into place. I was very happy with last night's performance.
I laughed. Stump Mitchell is sitting there after the easiest first drive, I think, other than like throwing a bomb for 80 yards and just getting to the one and then scoring. That was one of the easiest, most perfect scripted drives you're ever going to see. And I'm watching as they showed Stump Mitchell with D'Ernest Johnson showing him the film or whatever, showing him. The Microsoft Surface Pro. Yeah, the Surface. He showed it the Surface Pro, and I'm like, look at D'Ernest Johnson going, yeah, no, I don't need to see anything. That was pretty good. Like, we don't need to go over
you
any of that.
You see this 15-foot right. wide gaping hole?
I saw a big hole, and I ran towards the hole, and then they missed tackles, and they can't stop me. And that was the whole game. They could not stop him. And then he started forcing missed tackles. I mean, he was continuing. It was very Kareem Hunt.
See,
you know, he didn't need the vision that Chubb, because Chubb has this amazing vision where there might not be anything there, and then he's getting to the next level, and he's getting to the next level. Kareem Hunt is different, where he is just forging 1,000 miles an hour, and guys are just breaking off him. That was more what I saw to D'Ernest Johnson last night.
They're all so different. You know, Chubb is squat. He's got these big legs, and he seems to glide. Like, it seems to be a ship sailing to the left and to the right, and he's able to make some moves and do other things. Kareem Hunt, you see when he goes through a hole, like the one, like in the ball, the Army's not carrying the ball, it seems to be like this out of control arm because he's getting his momentum and keeping his balance. Like, there's a lot of movement with Kareem Hunt. With D'Ernest Johnson, he's always like, he's hunched forward. He looks like, it kind of looks like a Scooby Doo character running. Mm-hmm. And he was able to, like, there were a couple times where he was bottled up and he's bouncing off one. He's very good with one cut. Just very good. Like, you have three different, really distinct different types of runners back there. And I think what made this so satisfying for a lot of Browns fans is I think the Browns fans love still, and this is again, a learned habit because of how bad things were for a long time. You find your little camp darlings and you circle those guys and you like those guys. And D'Ernest Johnson's one of those guys. It's not Josh Lentz, for crying out loud, but D'Ernest Johnson's one of those guys. And he had a good game. He'll fill it in last year. The Troutman made the joke like five times about, I watched every one of these guys. This guy's carries last year, because he only had, what, 30 of them, 33 of them. And I think that there were a lot of Browns fans who are very satisfied by this, because they said they really liked D'Ernest Johnson. They watched him in preseason last year. They watched him in the preseason this year. They really liked D'Ernest Johnson. They think he adds something to this football team. And I think there were some people kind of going around working, going, hey, you know, I think D'Ernest Johnson can have a good game. I think D'Ernest Johnson can really have a good game. And whether or not they meant it,
well, you didn't think he was going to have that thing. Kind
you didn't
of
think
game.
He's going to have 146 on the ground, for crying out loud. But I think there's a lot of people going into work going, told you about that D'Ernest Johnson, man. Can I call him or can I call him? There's a lot of people going into work feeling that way.
Well, they've seen him basically, what, twice? The Cowboys game last year, that was a game where basically everybody who touched the ball was moving up and down the field, and then this game. So now fans are just going to assume that that's the case. I wouldn't assume this, but that was pretty spectacular what he did yesterday, and they needed every last bit of it. I mean, they did. When you look at the final score, and I know, was the final score indicative of that game? I know there were some ugly moments. The final 5 minutes of the first half was just that looked like two bad football teams the final five minutes. And then, yeah, your defense gave up two of the worst drives you're going to see against Teddy Bridgewater and that offense, which, you know, should not be able to do that. But the fact is that they still were able to pull it out with a backup quarterback, a third and fourth string running back, fullbacks. I mean, this was...
It's the backup fullback, even.
And then think about it. Odell got injured again, and he was injured, and whatever. We'll address that. And I'm just disgusted at just the fact that it's not going to fall into place here. I need to make two catches down the field. One was a really good throw in the back of that zone.
I don't look at text during the games. I will not answer text during the games. Unless it's the guys in this room or our bosses or my wife, I will not answer text during, because it just becomes a sounding board for angry feelings. Nobody texts me when things are going well. They only say things when things are going bad. So there's a very few that I will even respond to. When that drop happened, my phone just went...
Which one? Which drop?
The first one.
Oh, the first one.
And then the second one. And I go...
And what about the slipping on the field?
I just said it out loud. I go, I told you guys on Monday, he's a guy. He's not a dude anymore.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
It's pretty apparent at this point.
216-578-0092. I got a bit of a question here I'm afraid to ask. I was extremely excited, as you can tell. There's a reason I was extremely excited. I want to ask how big of a win this really was. Because at 4-3, you go into a mini bye, you have a chance to get healthy. How big of a win was this? When we're saying it's a must win to keep your head above water in week 7, is this a win that saves the season? 216-578-0092. You guys coming up next. It's a Browns Victory Friday. Reaction Mondays, even though it's a Friday. Brought to you by the Michael Kame team with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Professional Realty. 216-578-0092. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, a Browns Victory Monday, except it's a Friday, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.